Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You told us how to structure a portfolio. Why do you think it's hard for people to stick to a plan, even though you're a professional and you do this for a living? Why do you think people still try and deviate? And can you explain that if you continue to tinker and try and accelerate your plan, that you can end up breaking something that does work?
Yeah. It's human nature. It's FOMO, right? It's like there's always, and you know what? It's political in nature. It's media coverage. Like you always get bombarded and blitzed with like the new hot thing. No one talks about like the slow and steady race, slow and steady kind of grind to where you've gotten. And man, I think it's FOMO, really. I think people want instant gratification, and that's just not what this game really is about. I mean, you can make it, but for every winner, there's probably 2 or 3 losers. And the game, at least the way I've played it and the way it's worked for me, the game isn't about just celebrating winners. It's about cutting those losses before they become cancerous and ruin your portfolio. And so that's equally as important, if not more important, is being disciplined in a way that allows you to remove things from your life, generally speaking. And you know what? You guys are always on here talking about, like, I love how you give like holistic advice, right? Removing things from your life before they grow and just fester and create irreparable damage, right? I'm speaking about investments here, but I think that like just generally applicable across the board. I really hope that kind of answers your question. I just think it's like, it's a lack of discipline. I think that what you're kind of bombarded by social media, especially now, and even traditional media that's always talking about the next hot thing. You got to be in this, you got to be in that, you got to be in this. Things take time. Good things take a lot of time. don't be afraid to kind of like slow cook your stew, keep it to yourself, and keep things kind of moving onward and upward. So, yeah, profitability is boring. Being wealthy is boring. Owning assets is boring. It's not flashy. It's the antithesis of that. Like, not being a consumer is boring.
Mm-hmm. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, so, for me, and I know for you guys, like, it's like you kind of nerd out on this stuff, right? Like, I genuinely am like, I want to know about this company. Oh, someone's wearing that? Who makes that? And so when you kind of shift your mindset to that, like, fine, go buy some Nikes and then spend the $250 that you spent on some J's, go buy $250 worth of Nike stuff. If you're going to go buy the Louis bag, not my thing, but if you do, mm-hmm. buy the same amount of LVMH. Hell, you're helping to drive their revenues. And so, you know, like, I think it's getting into that ownership, that ownership mindset.
Troy wants to know, what are the catalysts that will make an ETF optionable? And then Rashad wants to know, what do you think the prospect of marijuana over the next 4 or 5 years? I know you talked about MJ before, but do you think that it's going to be viable within the next 4 to 10 years and kind of go on a cataclysmic run, maybe here in the next half decade or so?
So, MJ, I've mentioned, one of the guys on the show actually owns an ETF, CNBS. I just, because I'm going to mention it, so I want to make sure that it's full disclosure there, which is definitely more tailored. And I sat down and had a chance to talk with him. He's much more of a sitting expert on that topic than I am in terms of the actual nitty gritty financial details of each one of those companies, right? And his ETF, CNBS, which I'm also an owner of, I own MJ, is a bit more tailored to U.S. domestic growth, right? And so if you look at right now, it's really like a legal situation, right? Political situation. Do you believe over the long term that the state legislation will be robust and then lead to federal legislation? And I would liken it to prohibition, right? Like, fine, you've got Bud or Miller and all these other InBev and all these other companies. But like, I personally don't want to be on the front lines trying to pick individual companies like en masse, right? Like thematically, I definitely believe. I do. I believe it. I think it's the next hot thing. Like, so, you know, what you have is medical use, you have recreational use, you have a government that needs an increased tax base, kind of have all the makings for thematically why I think this has long-term staying power. The issue is that you can't really invest as an institution. You can't really bank as a marijuana company, right? So like, the money has yet to really be injected into our financial system in a way that allows there to be institutional investment on a large scale. You're seeing it with Bitcoin now. Bitcoin's been here before. The difference is that institutions can allocate capital, right? So we're all talking about, what should I buy? What should I sell? What should I trade? For the largest asset managers, a lot of them are like allocating towards something. It's not about buying it and then selling out of it. It's like, we're going to keep a portion of our holdings in this asset. And once the marijuana industry kind of is accepted and adopted in that type of way, I personally think you have massive upside. What I don't want is, I don't want exposure to the individual fraud cases, which undoubtedly will come. I don't want the one-off exposure to poor management or robberies or raids or non-compliance or any of that. So That's why I like playing it through a thematic way, and that's why I suggest an ETF there. Or I have played an ETF there.
Okay, and from a strategy point, what do you what do you wish that you knew from the very beginning that would have made your career and getting gains a lot easier?
Oh, man. That nobody knows. That you have as much information, ability, and know-how at your own fingertips as anybody else that's going to get up and talk their head off about it. That's not to say that there's no experts, but don't victimize yourself in terms of your ability to do this, right? Don't sell yourself short. And like for me, that was, and I'm not saying that's the most important lesson. That was the most important lesson for me because I'm the type of person that's kind of a perfectionist. And I'm like, I need to read this. I need to read that. I got to make sure I do this. I got to check this. I got to check that. Well, what happens if this happens? And if I had just gotten started earlier and been willing to take the risk earlier, understanding my temperament, right? Like I'm not the type, I don't skydive, I don't bungee jump. I'm like too many life risks already as it is, yeah. Right? So knowing my personality type, I'm gonna do the due diligence. And I think very early on in my career, I was so awestruck by the whole ethos of Wall Street, all these are the best and the brightest. And the truth of the matter is, and this is the reason why I'm here, because we belong here. We deserve to be here. That would have been super powerful for me early on to really recognize that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.